The Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson has refuted the U.S. act of forcing small countries to pick sides. Wang Wenbin made the remarks when commenting on U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's visit to Sri Lanka. Prior to his visit, it was reported that the United States might ask a South Asian nation to make choices on its relations with China. The spokesperson says China and Sri Lanka are friendly neighbors.
中国和斯里兰卡是传统友好邻邦。
China and Sri Lanka are traditionally friendly neighbors. We have been developing bilateral relations based on the five principles of peaceful coexistence and conducting friendly cooperation based on equal-footed consultation and mutual benefit.
He also says the two countries will continue working with Sri Lanka to expand and deepen their bilateral relations, deliver benefits to the two peoples, and contribute to regional peace and stability.A Chinese official says people's life expectancy in the country has risen to 77 years over the past 5 years. National Health Commission Deputy Director Yu Xuejun says the main health indexes in China are generally better than the average of middle and high-income countries.
个人卫生支出在卫生总费用的比重
Personal health spending as a proportion of the total health expenditure has dropped to 28.4%. The coverage of basic medical insurance is above 95%. Centralized procurement and the use of medicines has been promoted, and we have seen an average 52% decline in the prices of the medicines included in the procurement catalog.
The per capita subsidy for basic public health service was increased to 74 yuan, or $11 this year. French President Emmanuel Macron has announced that France will go back into a nationwide COVID-19 lockdown for at least a month. He says the lockdown will come into effect on Friday and will remain in place until December 1st.
After exchanging with our European partners and weighing the good points and the bad points, I have decided that we needed, starting from Friday, to again put in place a lockdown that has stopped the virus.
Under the new measures, people have to stay in their homes except to buy essential goods, seek medical attention, or use their one-hour allocation of exercise. Nigeria's former finance minister Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala is proposed to become the new director general of the World Trade Organization. WTO spokesman Keith Rockwell says Okonjo-Iweala was proposed as the new head of the Geneva-based organization in a closed-door meeting.
That candidate, as recommended by Chairman Walker, is Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala of Nigeria. 27 delegations took the floor. Nigeria took the floor twice. One delegation could not support the candidacy of Dr. Ngozi and said they would continue to support South Korean Minister Yu. That delegation was the United States of America.
Since early October, Okonjo-Iweala had been facing off against the other female candidate, South Korea's Minister for Trade, Yoo Min-hee, in the final round of race to become the new Director General of WTO. Hurricane Zeta is speeding toward Louisiana and intensifying, with landfall expected as Category 2 hurricane. Life-threatening storm surge and strong winds were expected beginning midday Wednesday along the U.S. Gulf Coast.Zeta is projected to be Category 2 hurricane, sustaining winds of nearly 100 miles per hour at landfall.